Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Prayer for When You Don't Feel Worthy of Prayer by Liz Kanoy. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16. God does not weigh your actions and set your sin on a scale to see if you're worthy of approaching Him. If our sin level mattered, then no one would ever be worthy. But because of Jesus Christ, when God looks at us, He sees His Son's sinless life and innocent sacrifice. Therefore, because of the gospel, we are free to approach God and communicate with Him. When Isaiah was brought before the Lord in Isaiah 6, he fell down at his own unworthiness and could not look at God. Isaiah had no merit to earn God's favor, but through a gift, God made Isaiah righteous. Just as God removed Isaiah's guilt with a burning coal, He removes your guilt with the blood of His Son. The gift is a one-time gift. You are made guiltless in God's eyes. However, since those saved by Christ still live in a fallen world, we still fall prey to sin. But when we pray for forgiveness, it draws us away from sin and pulls us closer to God. And when we pray often, we think about sin less. Don't let sin keep you from prayer. If you haven't prayed today or in a while, take 5 minutes today and close your eyes. Thank God for who He is and who He's made you to be. Ask Him to forgive any sin in your life, especially the sin that's been holding you back from Him. Let His love pour over you and refresh you. Let's pray. Dear God, You are worthy of all praise. You've given me life even though I'm unworthy and undeserving. You've taken my sin and made me guiltless. But right now, I don't feel guiltless, and my shame has made me forget who You made me to be. You've made me Your child and heir, and You've given me the greatest gift anyone could ask for, eternal life in Your presence. But I've forgotten this in my sin. Lord, please forgive this sin and grant me mercy. I don't deserve it, but I thank You that because of Your Son's sacrifice, I am freely forgiven and loved. Please grant me Your strength to resist this sin and other sins. And Holy Spirit, please urge my soul to spend more time in prayer and praise, because in Your presence is where I truly belong. In Your name, Jesus, amen.
Thank you.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.